Server Integration Services team, and I'm here to talk to you about the new stuff in Denali. Some really cool stuff around really taking what you used to be able to do in the past and make it a lot easier and a lot simpler. So we're really removing the barriers to development and the barriers to managing the stuff in production. On the development side, think about what the new user experience used to be like in integration services. Well, we had some very powerful things in integration services, but that learning curve was a bit tough. So we've made a number of changes around organization of the palette, around undo support, for example, around being able to propagate schema changes or refactoring at the component level for schema level changes. All that really great experience now for the developer. So I think you're going to find that a lot easier both when you're getting started and also once you're in product, you're sort of getting towards production and you're sort of refactoring. The refactoring experience was very difficult before, I'd say, as far as the schema level changes. And now there's mapping level UI where you can go and you can, if you change the name of a column or you delete a column or add a column or you change the type, allowing you to propagate those changes through your component flow. The next thing is, okay, now I've got the stuff developed, I've been debugging it locally, works great, and I have to get it up on the server. And before, that handoff used to be sort of manual, ad hoc. There was a couple of different ways of getting stuff on the server and having it execute on the server. Now there's sort of one first-class support way of doing that. In the development environment, you pop up the menu, the package, and the project, and you can say deploy, and you can pick a server and deploy it up to that server. So if we think about it, the database level in SSMS, if you were to connect up to your SQL Server and expand down after your databases, you will see a node called Integration Services, and within that node is all the packages and projects that have been deployed up to that server. So from the database administrator side, it's really clear the set of things you have there to work with, and you can execute them manually, or you can set up SQL agent jobs to execute them. And so that's a lot clearer as far as what do I have to work with and how am I going to use it. And how am I going to use it comes into play in what we call parameters. And they're really like parameters at a programming language level, except for within the components themselves, or within the packages themselves, they now act like components. So you can set up parameters as interfaces to those packages. And then when you deploy those packages to the server, you can modify those values at runtime. So for example, let's say there is a file location that I'm always reading and writing to. Now in the past, that might have meant if that file location had to change, first of all, the database administrator, maybe that file share isn't available anymore and there's some weird error that you're getting, database administrator doesn't understand how to fix it because database administrator doesn't understand the internal workings of the package. And there was no way for the package developer and the database administrator to sort of be able to coordinate on this. And now the package developer can set up these parameters. So for example, one of these parameters can be the file system location for my temp files. And within the package, all the tasks and transforms that make use of that stay stable. And meanwhile, when that's deployed in production, when I say go to execute it manually, I pop up the menu, see all the set of parameters, and go change the value of it so I can change where that file system location is going to be. And all the uses of it within that package will change. I also have project-level parameters. Same idea, but shared across several different packages. So if all packages use the same file system location for a temp file, I can parameterize that project level, and that makes the internals of my packages a lot less brittle. So it's a lot easier for the developer as well as for the database administrator. You can document them. There's a description field. You can say which ones are required that have to be set for the service. So there's sort of a way of sort of describing them or documenting them in a first-class way that then the database administrator can clearly manage without having to go back and bug the developer all the time, for example. And it also removes, again, a lot of these sort of round-tripping problems you used to have just to make these relatively minor changes. The last thing is, okay, I've got it working in production. I've got some jobs running. They're all parameterized nicely. As the world changes, I can reconfigure these to accommodate for those changes. Really simple experience around that. Just pop up the menu, see the parameters, go and modify them in the job. But now I've hit a problem. In the past, if the developer hadn't thought to put in some logging within his package, then in production, you'd be kind of stuck. You wouldn't really have very much information to go from. But now, since we have first-class server support, we also have first-class logging. So there's base-level logging that's always running, and there's more granular levels you can turn on. There's a dashboard where you can find packages that have run in the last time window, if there's been any package failures, what they are, if there's connection failures. Connection failures are a frequent cause of package failures. You have those listed out, debugging information with them. You can nicer traceability through it all. You get more and more details as you navigate down to these various reports that we're going to provide you within SMS. So if we look at, again, the changes from the past to the future, all the things you used to be able to do, you're still going to be able to do. All your stuff will run the way it always ran, but this new way of working is much more streamlined. So you have parameterization, you have configuration, first class, in the server, and you have troubleshooting logging. It's always there. I think you're going to find that it's a lot simpler, a lot quicker, and a lot easier handoff between the developer and the database administrator, allowing you to have these long-running packages have much more longevity, reduce development costs, simplicity. I hope you enjoy it. I think you're going to find the changes are really good, really powerful, and I hope you enjoy Denali release. Thank you. This is Kevin McGuire.